Well, Steve and Yvonne are not here, so he asked me to lead today. I'm Jim Hand. Anyway, I just wanted to start with a prayer, and then I want to give about a 5-minute, try to do what Sam Storms did in 45 minutes. I'll try to do it in 5 minutes, so I'm sure I'm going to leave stuff out. And then we'll have an opportunity to hear a couple of sharings, and I think the main thing is that we're asking God for healing and the gifts of the Spirit, and that we have the opportunity to pray for one another, pray with one another, so, and let God be present. So anyway, I just want to pray. Holy Spirit, thank you that you live in us. You are the same Spirit that's in Jesus, the same Spirit that's a guarantee of our inheritance, the same Spirit that wants to open up gifts to us. Lord, we're here in this class because you have drawn us in this class at this time. So please be with us. We just pray for expectancy, and we pray that you will do new things in our heart and our mind, and it'll glorify Jesus. We just ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So anyway, I have up on the board a short outline, what I thought were some of his points, at least some of the things that struck me. So the first one, you may remember the part where he talks about deconstruction and reconstruction, and he said that you have to, as a preacher, sometimes spend time deconstructing the beliefs of the people you're preaching to before you can reconstruct them. And I thought, okay, so going into the gifts of the Spirit, you know, what do I need to have deconstructed? And I think that's going to be something we have to pray as we go along and say, okay, God, is there some way I'm thinking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you want to change or you want to reconstruct? Then he mentioned charismatic faith. And, you know, there's converting faith, continuing faith. But he said charismatic faith comes only on unique occasions where God wants to move in a special way. And he said that it's like a mysterious surge of supernatural confidence that you know God is doing something. And he said, you know that you know that you know that God is at work. And that this is not given just to every member of the body, and yet every member is a potential candidate of receiving this gift. And he mentioned that the gift of faith and the gift of healing often work hand in hand. Now, prayer for healing. God's heart is healing and restoring his people. You know, his character is to build up and not tear down. When Jesus heals somebody, we get a window into his soul and his heart. You know, that's who God is. And yet, we know that oftentimes people aren't healed. And I know I perked up when I heard that part about why are people not healed, you know? And he gave some reasons. He said, well, could be a lack of faith. He said, could be sin. And he listed sins, and, you know, they weren't like in some ways heavy hitter sins, but it was bitterness, anger, resentment, jealousy, unforgiveness. That they could actually prevent somebody from being healed. Demonic influence, or perhaps a person doesn't want to be healed. And then he also said, it's possible that you just have not asked. So James 4:2 says, you know, you have not because you ask not. So not just asking, but asking with intensity, with fasting, storming the throne of God. So he was just very clear. You know, just don't say, well, I asked God, he didn't heal me, but to say, you know, have you persisted? And then the last thing was God's sovereign will. We just don't know why some people are healed and why some people are not. We just don't know. God could be doing something very, very strong in that person through that sickness. We just don't know. So, anyway, reasons for not healing. But I love what he said in this section. Don't say, I can't pray for healing. You know, don't say, I don't have the gift of healing. God can sovereignly pour out his gift of healing at any time to anyone, maybe even in this room today. You know, we just don't know. But just be faithful and pray for the sick and believe that God actually does heal. He still heals in this day and age. Sam Storms mentioned a couple times Elijah in James 5:17. And what he said is, Elijah was a man of a nature like ours. And perhaps one thing he wanted to do is just to say, look, Elijah, you know, don't put people on pedestals saying, I can't be involved with healing. Don't put them on pedestals. Elijah was really like us in many ways. But that God can use everybody, and he can use people like us. And maybe that's part of the deconstruction of saying, okay, God, maybe you really do want to use me for healing in a particular case at a particular time. Okay, last, just pray. So Sam Storms mentioned a couple people that he knew. Jack Taylor said, never stop praying until you are shown otherwise by divine revelation or death. And then John Wimber said, I decided long ago that if 100 people receive prayer and only one is healed, that is better than if no one received prayer and no one is healed. And then I love this this thing that Sam Storm said. He said that we have to be willing to deal with the perception of failure if there's not a healing. And you do not fail when you obey the scripture to pray for the sick. So anyway, I just thought that's a nice, confident thing that, you know, just pray. We don't know, but just pray. The other day, with Chip's men's prayer at Saturday morning at 7 in the morning, a little plug for that. We do it on Zoom and in person, but there was an opportunity to pray for people who needed healing. And I remember there's, you know, praying on Zoom, and just had this picture of a door that was ajar, but that door that was ajar was beginning to open up entirely. And I felt like God was saying it had to do with healing. You know, that, you know, we have this picture of a door that's open ajar. You know, God has revealed healing and his gifts to us. But I felt like he wants to just open the door up. Just open the door up. He's opening the door up. And that as you walk inside, two words that seemed to be in there was ask and pray. Ask and pray. Ask the Lord. Ask the person who you're praying for, and then just pray. So that's 5 minutes of 45 minutes of Sam Storms. But a great talk that he did, and just I've got just great hope for what he wants to do in our church through the gifts of the Spirit. So anyway, but Tylo, if you had something that you wanted to share about healing, then.
Just to testify to the power of prayer and healing, you know. Some of you know that 2018 I was sick. I was sick to the point of death. I was very close to going to be with the Lord. Was this honestly close? I was a shady group just for thought what was a virus that they couldn't identify. And a few days after that, my lungs just collapsed. And I had to be lifted to Georgetown. And my wife asked the pulmonologist, you know, my chemistry was way out. Everything was abnormal in me. Mm-hmm. And my wife asked this guy who is one of the best pulmonologists around here, and he said, we can't promise you anything for your husband. You know, that's not very exciting, you know. Mm-hmm. But Brethren prayed. Brethren prayed for me. For like a brother here, we had a prayer group on Wednesday that everybody was praying, my friends, my all over the world people. Some people did 24-hour chain prayer for me. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing is that at the end of the day, with all the technology at Georgetown, they could not find out what went wrong with me. Mm-hmm. They over-tested me. I went to Uganda twice in 2015 on mission trip. Then we went for vacation in Mexico, and they thought maybe it brought a strange virus from Africa or Mexico. Mm-hmm. they did all the tests that they could test for all the strain viruses that you could bring from abroad. They didn't see anything. But God answered our prayer. I must tell you, when some stuff said some of our sicknesses, there could be demonic involvement in them. I saw that in my sickness. You know, I would want to sleep in the hospital and the whole room would turn red and it would be like I was frozen. And I would be praying. And when I left, you know, I was in the ICU for 10 days, so my whole body was paralyzed. So I went to rehab for about 2 weeks in Washington. And I prayed to God. I said, God, these demons that are oppressing me, they must not go home with me. He said, set your angels in front of my house. Now, they must not go home with me, because I was still having all the oppression when I was in the rehab. But praise God, I came out of it. And I remember one of the gurus, he's a rheumatologist at Georgetown, one of the respected professors. He felt embarrassed that he couldn't identify what went wrong with me, what went wrong with me. And he told me when they finally discharged me, when I went for the final discharge, he said, Emmanuel, we don't know what went wrong with you, but go home, you are good. Wow. Praise God. I knew it was a breakthrough. It was a breakthrough. One of my dreams, I had this encounter with these demons. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to sign that I was dead.
Wow.
And I fought. I fought with them. Like, no, I wasn't going to sign it. They implicated me that you have signed that you want to die, you died, you are gone. I said, no, I'm not going to die. So praise God. God thanks our prayers.
And we we also have had talks about word of knowledge and healing, and Maria and Susan, if you just wanted to share about that, we'd
sure.
be good.
So I've had chronic pain in my back on the left side for quite some time, and I talked to Steve about it before the class started, saying, you know, I'd like prayer and whatnot. And so last week he called me over to his group, and so we started praying, and Susan, I don't think she knew where the spot was, but she put her hand on my back exactly where the pain was, and she started praying for me. And after she finished praying, she said, have you ever hurt your shoulder? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I had surgery on my shoulder a few years ago. And then she asked me, is it the same side as the pain? I said, yes. And her next question was, does it hurt when you inhale? And I was like, yes. It's like she just knew, you know, it's a word of knowledge. And so it was just very encouraging, because I felt like the Lord was just showing me and sort of speaking to me, I see you, you know. And it was just very personal, I felt, from the Lord, that he showed her exactly what was going on. And so, and then, you know, she prayed for me and Steve prayed for me, and then, you know, I took a deep inhale and it was definitely better. And I have noticed improvement. It's not all gone, you know. I still do have that ache there that doesn't seem to want to leave, but it's definitely improved. So,
the door is ajar.
Susan, what were you thinking when you were praying for before?
I had asked the Lord to kind of reset me in spiritual gifts, because for a long time I was kind of looking at them, like there's an awful lot of weird stuff that happens with this. I'm not sure if I want this anymore. And so I did not know that I was going to end up sitting next to Maria. And when she said she had back pain, I could see the letters in black left.
Wow.
So I asked her, is it on the left side?
Uh-huh.
And she said yes. And then I asked her if it was okay if I put my hand on her. And she said, I put my hand right on the spot.
Wow.
And after I prayed for her, I wasn't quite sure what else to do, and just letting the other folks in the group pray for her. And I kept getting these two persistent questions. Does it hurt when you take a deep breath? And have you had a shoulder injury? And I didn't know what to do with it. I'm a nurse, so sometimes I don't know, you know, am I operating out of some nursing stuff, or is God speaking to me? But Steve asked me if I had anything else. So I said, well, I have the questions that keep coming back. And it really encouraged her to know that without me knowing her situation, God had showed this. I think the only other thing is to say, I wanted to find her afterwards and say, you know, I don't know what God has done for you, but don't stop having prayer for this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times God does do it in stages.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could remember stories of people being prayed for more than once, seeing some improvement and just needing another touch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even Jesus touched a blind man twice once.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, actually I wanted to share a small story about the strength of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
In 1968, my mom, she was having a severe hepatitis, and she was in a coma for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an American hospital in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ministry hospital. So it was Evangelian ministry. So we were having, at the time, my mom families, we were having a relationship with the Evangelian person, but we are in Egypt, most of us, we are Coptic Orthodox. So we believe on like Mary and this kind of holy people. So the Evangelians, they don't have this strong like Coptic Orthodox. But when my mom went in a coma, I was 2 years at that time. And one person, he was praying overnight. And the manager of the hospital, he came to my grandfather and said, we want to release her because this get like bad sound about the hospital.
Yeah.
His name was Dr. Paul. So at that night, this person was praying for mom at his house, and it was at 2-3 a.m. While he was praying, he hear the sound, it say, peace, peace, peace.
Oh,
he hear by his ears.
Yes.
So he ran to the hostel overnight to my grandmother, and he said to her, your daughter will be healed, don't worry. Overnight, my mom was in a coma, but she started to say some issues like, there is a lady with like St. Mary, that the mother of Jesus, was her normal dress. And she was saying, she is taking me to the theater, she is doing x-ray, blah, 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 a lot. And my grandmother, she thought that my mom is like.
Yeah, yeah.
So next day morning, my mom woke up and she was normal. And she said, where I was for this period, she doesn't know. So no one believed what happened. What I wanted to say out of this story, the prayer of this person, it make a difference to my
yes,
mom.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And 2018, all of a sudden, we discovered that my mom has gallbladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to pray, but in October 2019, my mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I was here and my family in Egypt. So my sister, she called me and she said, my mom was okay till last minute, but she wanted to do MRI and she went inside the machine. My sister was outside. My mom was okay.
Yes.
But they came after 5 minutes to my sister and she said, they said, come, your mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a surprise.
Yes.
So my sister gave me a call. I was listening to my mom in the phone before that 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't imagining that she will like leave. After 20 minutes, my sister gave me a call. It was overnight. It was here like 3 a.m. And she was crying, and she said to me, at that time, I remember what God did mm-hmm. in 1986. Mm-hmm. So I said to God, now, your plan for her life is like that. Yes. I can't say anything but what I can say. I'm under your decision. What you need, we obey you, amen. Okay? So I can say that. Prayer, it makes a big difference.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Prayer, it makes miracles.
Yes,
yes. But while we were speaking, what came to my mind right now, mm-hmm. when we go to God to seek or to look for
yes.
healing,
yeah.
it needs faith, like the bleeding woman did.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it when I go with faith in my prayers, mm-hmm. it lit a lot, a huge power came out of God mm-hmm. because yes. God was surrounded with a lot of people, Jesus, but he felt the power came out. Yeah. This power came out because she was having faith. She was expecting a lot.
Yes, yes.
When she went to touch him, she was expecting a lot. So I believe that prayer it can make a miracle.
This is a great lead in because we wanted to do that. The last 20 minutes is to have an opportunity to pray. When Sam was at the very end of his talk, he talked, they actually had people stand up in the audience if they wanted prayer. And he mentioned things such as hurt, serious diagnoses, pain, minor afflictions, anybody who needs a touch of the Holy Spirit. And as I was thinking about it, I also thought, relational strains, you know, that kind of came to my mind today too, if there's any relational strains that people might have between family members or whatever. But as we come together and pray, you know, we're not Elijah. We don't have to be Elijah. God can pour out on us words of faith, words of wisdom, prayer, powerful prayer for healing. But we just pray to a God who loves us and is going to work all things for the good. No matter what.